Good morning. And yes, I am not Phil Hart, who is indisposed with a fractured wrist. The reading today is taken from Psalm 1, and it's on page 537. The first psalm on page 537. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, please open our eyes that we may see wonderful things from your law. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 1 tells us that there are two ways to live. The heading of the psalm makes that clear. There is the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked. To put it another way, there is God's way and there is our own way. But you may be asking, why is it better to live God's way? Living God's way sounds a bit boring, a bit restrictive. Isn't it more fun to live our own way? That is what our culture tells us. Come on, live a little. Some of us may hate the idea of living God's way. You are only at church because you have to be. To quote a famous poem, Invictus, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. You are the one in charge of your own life, and you want nothing to do with God. Others of us are seeking to live God's way, but are finding it really hard. Perhaps you are the only Christian in your family, in your class, or at work. There are so many temptations. It feels so awkward not to join in with what everyone else is doing, whether that's gossip, getting drunk, or laughing at inappropriate jokes. Is it really worth keeping going? Why not just give up? It would be so much easier to just join in with what everyone else is doing. Well, however we are feeling, Psalm 1 wants to persuade us that living God's way is so much better than living our own way. So let's see what it has to say to us. The first reason why God's way is better is because it leads to life. Verse 1 starts with, blessed is the man. The one who lives God's way is blessed by God. Blessed could also be translated as happy. Happy is the man who lives God's way. What does it mean to live God's way, you may be asking? Well, it means not joining in with the wicked. Verse 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Scoffers are those who laugh at God. Living God's way means not taking part in the sins of other people. We should say no to people who tell us to disobey God. Instead, verse 2 tells us that we should be delighting in God's word. We should be reading and thinking about the Bible day and night. This means thinking about what it means and how it applies to us. I'm now going to invite our actors to join us. They're going to help us to see what this looks like. So we're going to get the... So we have those who are living God's way, so Jemima and Nate, and then we have those who are living their own way, Zach and Eliza. So go ahead. Oh, let me give you a mic.
Do you want to come to steal some apples with us?
No.
We read God's word every day, and we think that stealing is wrong.
Perfect. Thanks. You can take a seat. Now, you may be thinking, stealing apples is not a big deal. Our friends say it's fine. But the Bible says it's wrong. It is a sin. And so we shouldn't do it. So Jemima and Nate were right to say no. It is wrong to steal apples. Now, if we have God's word in our hearts, we will be able to say no to sin. And that's what they were saying. They read the Bible every day, and that means they know what is right and what is wrong, and so they can say no to what God dislikes. And we can think of Jesus in the wilderness when he was tempted by the devil. He quoted God's word in response. Man shall not live by bread alone, but on the word of God. Jesus chose to obey God's word rather than give in to temptation. And the same can be true for us. If we store up God's word in our hearts, we will be able to say no to sin. And so let's make Bible reading the most important thing in our lives. I know that some of us read it the first thing in the morning, and then we can think about it throughout the rest of the day. And also, why not make sure that you're part of a Bible study group where you can discuss the Bible with others and learn from their insights. Come to church each week where you will hear the Word of God explained. This is how we can live God's way, by immersing ourselves in God's Word, by reading it, by thinking about it day and night. And then the psalmist goes on to explain why this is such a good thing. Why is it better to live God's way? Well, because God's way leads to life. Let me read verse 3 again. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Now, Tom and Claire not only lent us their boys, but also their lemon tree. So this is the lemon tree, and I'm just going to add a bit of water to it. There's some water here. Great. Now, this lemon tree has been well watered. It is thriving. And you can see the leaves are very green, and it's going to bear fruit in due course. And in the last book of the Bible, You may remember from Revelation, there is a tree of life. This tree is planted by the river of life, and it bears fruit each month. Well, the man who delights in God's word is like this tree of life. He will be full of life. He will thrive. For those who don't know, we finished the story of Joseph a few weeks ago. Joseph was someone who meditated on God's word, who obeyed God's word, and he fled from temptation when it came. And as a result, God blessed Joseph greatly. He was successful in everything that he did. Even when he was in prison, the Lord blessed Joseph. Joseph lived God's way, and he was greatly blessed by God. But of course, the man who lived God's way perfectly was Jesus. Jesus said this in John chapter 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Jesus' life was full of fruit. Lots of people followed him. And Jesus also said this, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. And so if we're connected to Jesus, we will bear fruit. We will attract others to come and follow Jesus as well. We will lead a fruitful life. We will attract others to believe in Jesus. Now, it's worth briefly mentioning the prosperity gospel at this point. Some of us may have heard of this, others may not have. The prosperity gospel teaches that all Christians should expect health and wealth in this life. But that is not what the New Testament teaches. Jesus himself suffered and died on the cross, and he told his disciples to expect suffering and persecution in this life. And that is exactly what they experienced. The Apostle Paul, for example, was beaten up and put in prison lots of times. Stephen, the deacon, was martyred. Timothy, the elder of Ephesus, was often ill. The New Testament promises health and wealth only when Jesus returns, not before. And so as Christians, we shouldn't have false expectations. But Jesus does promise that those who remain connected to him will be fruitful. But in addition to fruitfulness in this life, there is one more benefit to living God's way. Those who live God's way will enjoy eternal life. Verse 6, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Verses 5 and 6 are pointing forwards to the day of judgment. Jesus will return one day to judge every person who has ever lived, including all of us. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. That means Jesus knows those who live God's way. He will let them live with him forever. They will get to eat of the tree of life and live forever. Although Jesus lived God's way perfectly, he was crucified by evil men. But on Easter Sunday, God raised him to life. We were just singing about it in our first song, weren't we? And Jesus will never die again. He has eternal life. And the same is true for all of us who live God's way today. If we believe in Jesus, we too will enjoy eternal life. Jesus says this in John 11. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. So, if we are living God's way today, let me encourage you to keep going. Being a believer in Jesus means that we will get to live forever. Keep going. Don't give up, even when it feels hard, even when it's uncomfortable and awkward. It is worth it. We will get to share in Jesus' eternal life. But if you're not living God's way, well, let me invite you to start doing so. Jesus' promise is open to all, to everyone. He says, whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. So if you start following Jesus today, you will get to have eternal life with him. Well, in the second half of the psalm, the psalmist gives us a warning. Living our own way leads to death. And that's our second heading. It's also the second reason why living God's way is so much better than living our own way. Let me read verse 4. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Now, what is chaff? Well, chaff is the outer layer of wheat. It gets separated from the bit that is useful. And so chaff is not good for anything. It needs to be thrown away. Farmers would get rid of the chaff by letting the wind blow it away. And so the point is this, that those who refuse to live God's way will be blown away like chaff. Now, let's bring in our actors again. I've got a fan here, so if the if those who are wicked could... Oh, it's not quite working, but let's just pretend that the fan is on, thank you, Craig, it's now on, so, those who are wicked be blown away. Thanks. Perfect, you can come back. So let me read verses 5 and 6. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. And so on the day of judgment, there will be a separation between those who live God's way and those who don't. Now let me put on my judge's wig. This is my wig. And I've got a hammer as well. So now if you could stand up. The righteous, please stand over here. And the wicked, please stand over there. No mixing. God's verdict is this. The righteous will get to live forever, but the wicked will perish. Oh, well done. Yeah, you can go and sit down. Everyone who lives in defiance of God will have to face his just judgment. They will die. My friends, there are two ways to live. God's way and our way. For those who live God's way, we will get to receive eternal life. But for those who insist on living our own way, we will perish. Do you see how much better it is to live God's way, to be one of the righteous? We are promised fruitfulness in this life and fellowship with God and his people forever. So please choose wisely. Will you choose God's way and live? Or will you choose your own way and die? I urge you to choose God's way and to keep doing so every day of your life. Yes, it will be countercultural. It will be uncomfortable. We will stand out. But how amazing it will be when we enter the gates of heaven and see the glory of God and spend eternity with him and with God's people. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for Psalm 1. Thank you for showing us that there are two ways to live. Thank you that your way is so much better than our own way, because your way leads to fruitfulness and to eternal life. Please, would you help us to choose wisely how to live our lives? May we be those who avoid evil and delight in your word, so that we may be like the tree that bears fruit in its season, and so stand forevermore in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.